It's the Reader's Notebook for Monday, November 20th, 2017. Today is the 75th birthday of American politician Joseph Robinette Biden, Jr., who was the 47th Vice President of the United States in the administration of Barack Obama. A Democrat, he represented Delaware as a U.S. Senator from 1973 until becoming Vice President in 2009. Biden was born in Scranton, Pennsylvania in 1942 and lived there for 10 years before moving with his family to Delaware. He became an attorney in 1969 and was elected to the Newcastle County Council in 1970. He was first elected to the Senate in 1972 and became the sixth youngest senator in American history. On December 18th, a few weeks after the election, Biden's wife and one-year-old daughter Naomi were killed in an automobile accident while Christmas shopping. His sons, Beau and Hunter, survived the accident but sustained serious injuries. He met his second wife in 1975, and they married 2 years later. Biden was reelected to the Senate six times and was the fourth most senior senator at the time of his resignation to assume the vice presidency. He was a longtime member and former chairman of the Foreign Relations Committee. He opposed the Gulf War in 1991, but advocated U.S. and NATO intervention in the Bosnian War in 1994 and 1995. He voted in favor of the resolution authorizing the Iraq War in 2002, but he opposed the troop buildup there in 2007. He also served as chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee, dealing with issues related to drug policy, crime prevention, and civil liberties, and led the legislative efforts for creation of the Violent Crime Control and Law Enforcement Act and the Violence Against Women Act. He chaired the Judiciary Committee during the contentious Supreme Court nominations of Robert Bork and Clarence Thomas. Biden unsuccessfully sought the Democratic presidential nomination in 1988 and 2008, both times dropping out after lackluster showings. In the 2008 presidential election, Barack Obama chose him to be his running mate, and they won, of course. He became the first Roman Catholic and the first resident of Delaware to be chosen Vice President of the United States. In that office, he oversaw the infrastructure spending aimed at counteracting the Great Recession and U.S. policy toward Iraq up until the withdrawal of U.S. troops in 2011. His ability to negotiate with congressional Republicans helped bring about legislation, such as tax relief, the Unemployment Insurance Reauthorization and the Job Creation Act of 2010 that resolved a taxation deadlock, the Budget Control Act of 2011 that resolved that year's debt ceiling crisis, and the American Taxpayer Relief Act of 2012 that addressed the impending fiscal cliff. In 2011, he opposed going ahead with the military mission that resulted in the death of Osama bin Laden. Tragedy struck Biden's family again on March 30, 2015, when his son Beau died of brain cancer at age 46. In October of that year, after months of speculation, Biden chose not to run for president in 2016. In December, he refused to rule out a potential bid for president in 2020, but announced on January 13, 2017, that he would not run, only to backtrack, perhaps just 4 days later, again refusing to rule out a future potential bid. On January 12, 2017, he was presented with the Presidential Medal of Freedom with Distinction, and after leaving office, Biden was named the Benjamin Franklin Presidential Practice Professor at the University of Pennsylvania. I'm J.D. Reeder, and this is the Reader's Notebook for November 20th, 2017. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.